it means that we have determined that Liberia is well positioned to be a partner with the Millennium Challenge Corporation in the Threshold Program. The Threshold Program focuses on countries that don't quite qualify to be compact countries, wherein they don't meet our indicators, our policy performance indicators, but we believe that they are well positioned with some assistance to meet the indicators. And through the Threshold Program, we work with the countries to target specific policy performance areas where we can help them improve.
Cassandra, the $15 million, is there any idea what Liberia is to do with this money?
Liberia is going to focus on three different areas for the Threshold Program. And these are areas that Liberia has identified as a part of its overall development strategy. And the three areas are trade policy, land access and land policy, and the third area is a focus on girls' primary education. The Liberian government has identified issues that they believe will lead to better policy performance and will lead to a reduction in poverty and economic growth.
These three areas, are you saying they were identified by the Liberian government?
Yes, they were, working in consultation with the Millennium Challenge Corporation. One of the things that's very important to MCC's model is it's a country-driven approach where we work with countries and the countries take the lead in identifying areas that they determine will lead to poverty reduction through economic growth.
I'm quite interested in the first one there, promote equitable access to land and increased land security, because there's been too many questions and problems, concerns that people have raised about land issue in Liberia.
Of the three areas that we're focusing, it is the area where we're spending, where we're making the largest investment, because that's where the largest need is, that's what the government has determined. A couple of issues that we're looking at in the land access and land policy program is, one, we're looking to assist the Liberians in harmonizing their land policies based on their customary practices and what the existing law is.
On the girls' primary education, what does this mean? Would this particular part of the grant make girls' primary education free, or how is it going to be done?
It was an issue that was identified by the Liberian government. As I indicated, as all of these issues were identified by the Liberian government, areas where they wanted to focus funding. And as I think you appreciate, the issue of girls' primary education and girls' education in general is a significant focus for President Johnson Sirleaf. And it is also a significant focus for MCC because girls' primary education is one of the indicators that we use to determine if a country is investing in its people the way we believe they should be.